WNBA's Sue Bird rips Trump's hate-filled Twitter spree against girlfriend Megan Rapinoe. By Dylan Gwynn on July 2, 2019. WNBA star Sue Bird has taken exception to what she has described as President Trump's hate-filled Twitter spree against her girlfriend and U.S. Women's National Team, U.S. aunt, co-captain Megan Rapinoe. "It would take the President of the United States going on a hate-filled Twitter spree trolling my girlfriend while she was putting American soccer, women's sports, equal pay, gay pride and true love on her back. All at once, scoring two majestic goals to lead Team USA to a thrilling victory over France and a place in the World Cup semifinals. For me to ever even think about writing again," Bird wrote in the Players Tribune. "But I'm a woman of my word. So here I am." The rift between Rapinoe and Trump started last week, after the star soccer player was asked about her level of excitement about a potential White House visit after the World Cup was over. "I'm not going to the FCKNG White House," Rapinoe responded. "No. I'm not going to the White House. We're not going to be invited. I doubt it. Watch." Trump said he would invite the team to the White House, despite Rapinoe's crass comment. "We haven't yet invited Megan or the team, but I am now inviting the team, win or lose," he said. Trump described her comments as disrespectful to the entire country. "Megan should never disrespect our country, the White House, or our flag, especially since so much has been done for her and the team," he wrote. "Be proud of the flag that you wear." Bird also noted how her team, the Seattle Storm, declined to visit the White House after winning the WNBA championship in 2018. The WNBA star also seemed particularly irked by the number of people who attacked Rapinoe after Trump made his comments. "And you've got all these crazy blogs writing terrible things about this person you care so much about," Bird explained. "And now they're doing takedowns of Megan on Fox News, and who knows whatever else. It's like an out-of-body experience, really, that's how I describe it. That's how it was for me. But then Megan, man. I'll tell you what. You just cannot shake that girl. She's going to do her thing, at her own damn speed. To her own damn rhythm, and she's going to apologize to exactly no one for it." So when all the Trump business started to go down last week, I mean, the fact that Megan just seemed completely unfazed. It's strange to say, but that was probably the only normal thing about it. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.